Hello, thank you for calling customer support. My name is Laura. How can I help you?
Yes, Laura, just checking on a charge that was just made on my credit card. I'd like to know what it was for.
What's the order number?
I don't know the order number. All it has on here on my billing is this telephone number. What company is this, by the way?
We do customer support for a variety of online vendors, so I would need the order number or the name on the account to find it.
Shop Value.
Okay. Your first and last name?
Michael Tursi, Tursi.
Okay, and what is the shipping address?
133 Bluffview Drive. I'm sorry, 131 Bluffview Drive.
Okay, and I have apartment 306.
306 in Bel Air Bluffs, Florida, right.
Okay, thank you for verifying. It shows me here that there was an offer for the Wi-Fi booster where you paid the $7.95 shipping and handling.
Yeah, the Wi-Fi booster, right, I got that.
Okay, and then the membership fee to the gadget store is $56.95 monthly.
No. A gadget store?
Yes, sir, that's correct. In order for you to receive the offer for that Wi-Fi booster, you have to be a member to the gadget store.
I didn't know that. I have a Shop Value $7.95, which I paid. On that same bill, which I'm going to question, it is also February 11th, $56.95. And today I just got a notice from Capital One that it was $56.95. No, I never authorized either one of those things. I know nothing about it. What
so
do you call
you didn't
it? A
pay, yes, you didn't pay the shipping fee to have that sent to you?
I paid the shipping fee, but I did not join anything, no.
So there's no way for you to pay the shipping without accepting the terms of service. So by doing that, you agree to the membership fee.
How much is the membership fee?
It's $56.95.
How many times?
It's monthly, sir. It's a subscription.
No, absolutely not. That's got to be canceled. Who
okay,
do I,
I
call
can get it
canceled
for you. Would you like to write down the cancellation number?
Okay, and I want to talk to you about that some more, but give me the cancellation
go
number.
Go ahead, sir. I'm listening.
Go ahead. I'm ready.
You said you wanted to speak to me about...
these two charges, one today and one a month ago, which neither one I authorized. And as far as accepting this Wi-Fi booster, it's still in the box. I will send it back.
So you can't
I do not
send
want
it back
that Wi-Fi... well, this is a fraudulent thing. Okay, if I check something off, I'm 83 years old. If I check something off, I'm telling you I did not intend to check that off. I don't want that booster for anything more than $7.95, period. No, I'm not joining anything.
I mean, you've already done that online, sir, so you can cancel out so that you don't have a subscription, but you've already accepted the offer by paying the shipping fee.
I don't want to pay that. I don't want this anymore.
Okay, well,
okay?
I can cancel you out as you're requesting.
Let me have the cancellation number.
It is C259267674.
Let me look through it again. Okay, C is in Charlie, 259267674.
Yes, sir, that's correct. And the charge that was processed for the $56.95 for the 12th, that was a decline charge. So your financial institute did not allow it to go through. And we don't attempt to bill you again once you cancel.
Okay. Now, when was that $59.75 charge? What date?
It was on 3/12.
3/12. So
which
that's
is today.
Decline. Right, okay. Yeah, I just got that on my cell phone. So that's declined. Now, there was a payment made of the same amount. That's why I figured this was a recurring charge by somebody. That was made on, the charge was February 11th, and I just paid that as of, I think it was March 8th, it was due. What are we doing with that?
$15. That's the charge for the membership, sir.
And that's what I don't want.
I mean, that was last month's charge. So you were billed because you paid that shipping fee. So what I've done on my end is I've canceled you out so that you don't get any more attempts for billing.
Beginning with this March 12th.
That's right.
What happens with the money that I paid back in February?
That's the payment, sir. You have to pay that in order for you to be able to receive that Wi-Fi booster.
Okay, but you understand, I don't want the Wi-Fi booster.
And we don't take returns.
When you say we, are you speaking for the shop value?
Yes, for the gadget store, they don't take returns, sir. There's no return. So let's say even if we did receive returns, you're not being billed for the Wi-Fi booster itself. You're being billed for a membership so that you can receive that offer.
I understand how you get away with it and how you get around it with your wording. Okay, I mean, probably.
I mean, I can't change the offer, sir. I can't change.
No,
the
you didn't make
service.
The offer. I don't have any recourse to you. This will be with shop value. What's my next step as far as going beyond you? I mean, you're doing what you're.
You can speak with the supervisor if you like. If you'd like to go higher up, you can speak with the supervisor.
I would. Mm-hmm.
Okay, allow me just a moment.
Sure. Thank you. I remember seeing these things once in a while. To order this thing, you have to accept our membership. I did not. I have that Wi-Fi booster. It's right in here. I never took it out of the box. Just like this little gizmo here.
All right, sir. I got your information over, and they'll be right with you, okay? Placing you on a hold. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.